Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Tonight we'll be in conversation with Chris Wilkie, PhD, and we'll be talking about his latest recording for Loot. It's called Desperate Doors. We'll also hear Chris play for us live this evening as well. Christopher Wilkie developed a love for music early in life. As a child, he began to compose music before he even learned to play. In high school, he took up electric guitar and bass and played in several bands. He went on to study guitar and composition at the College of Mount St. Joseph, followed by a master's degree in classical guitar from the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music, and recently completed his doctorate in early music performance at the Eastman School of Music. Chris has taught at Nazareth College in Rochester, New York, and he headed up guitar studies at Xavier University, Northern Kentucky University, and Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. He is also vice president of the Lute Society of America and tours internationally. It's a real pleasure to have Chris Wilkie with us this evening. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So how did you come upon the lute?
Well, I actually got into the lute via my composing activities more than as a performer. Prior to studying music in college, I'd been in rock bands and metal bands and things like that. And I was writing music then, sort of intuitively, doing a lot of very sort of aggressive, hard-driving sorts of things. And then when I went to study classical composition in college, I kept a lot of that sort of same vibe, even though it was classical music. But my composition professor, a guy named Angelo Della Pica, said, you should go back and look at some of the music from the Renaissance and the Baroque period and see what's happening there. And I discovered that they were using really pretty sophisticated systems of composing and how they handled the notes and all this sort of stuff. And yet they were able to make things that were just incredibly beautiful. I thought, wow, man, I've got to do this sort of stuff on my guitar. You know, I hadn't picked up a lute or even seen anybody play a lute live at that point. So I realized, of course, that the lute was the instrument at that time. And I found a lot of original lute music and was arranging it for my guitar. But the lute has a lot more strings than the six-string guitar that we have nowadays. So I went to my guitar teacher, Bob Mercer. I said, I'd like to buy a new guitar, and I might look into something that has 7 or 8 strings. Unusual guitar, because I want to do this with this early music. And he said, well, if you want to do that, you could really just buy a nicer 6-string guitar, and why don't you just buy a lute? I thought, wow, I could buy a lute and actually learn how to play this thing. This would be incredible. And so that's exactly what I did, and discovered that there's just an immense amount of music written for these instruments.
So, Chris, why don't you tell us about the variety of lutes? I mean, I've seen some lutes, like the one you have here today with the shorter necks, and I've seen ones that seem like the neck is almost 6 feet long. So
Right. Tell
us about the variety of lutes, please.
Well, the lute was around for hundreds of years, and it was the most popular instrument from the Middle Ages all the way through the Baroque period. And so we're talking, you know, all the way back from the 13, 1400s up to the 19th centuries, up to 1900. And it underwent a lot of changes during that time. It started off as a pretty small instrument, and really we think it came from the Middle East. Well, we know it came from the Middle East. They still play an instrument there called the oud, and even the name lute is really a European adaptation of the word oud. And it was probably brought back during the Crusades and took root in Europe. And it only had a few strings at first and gained strings quite a bit to the point where I have an instrument that has 24 strings on it. Again, if we come back to the modern guitar with 6 strings, this has 4 times as many strings. And so my particular instrument, it's a copy of an instrument that was made in 1754. As I said, it has 24 strings. It looks sort of like a pear or teardrop shape for the body. And then it has a neck on it that you play just like a guitar, where you're pressing down notes with your left hand and plucking with the right hand. It also has an extension to the neck where it carries other strings that you play open like a harp, and I'm just plucking those with my right hand thumb.
These additional strings are almost like sympathetic strings.
No, not really.
No.
Sympathetic strings would be strings that you wouldn't actually actively play them. They would just, when you're playing the instrument, they would just sort of vibrate and
Right. Ring
and that sort of thing. And that's not the case with this. They're actually played and they're used for, extends the bass range so you have more bass notes and you can play a bass line and a melody line at the same time.
You have two recordings out, an earlier recording called Graceful Degradation, and your latest recording is called Desperate Doors. And you want to tell us a little bit about this latest recording?
Sure. The latest recording, I decided to record more standard repertoire than I have before, my earlier recordings, and I actually have another album out as well, which is recorded on a relative of the lute called the theorbo, which only has 14 strings, but it's more of a bass lute type instrument. That would be French Baroque music, which was very obscure sort of French Baroque music that I recorded. Then my first Baroque lute album, which is the 24-string lute that I'm going to play today, had some really obscure repertoire for the Baroque lute that is really from the time of Mozart, which is not really when you think about the lute still being around, but there was a lot of great music still being made. For the new album, I decided to go back and play some of the standards. So we have Bach on here, and the most prolific lute composer of all time is named Silvius Leopold Weiss. However, I decided to do it a little bit differently. I looked back at the sources, and we know if you look back at the writings about music from that period, they talk pretty consistently about the fact that performers improvised, and just the way that you have jazz musicians improvising nowadays. And I decided to actually research that and to incorporate some of that stuff in here so that you'll hear the music of Bach. And then just as Bach would have expected anyone playing his music at that time period, I incorporated some of my own improvisations using the period sources as a guide for how to do it.
How did the title Desperate Doors come about?
I'm not going to discuss that part about it. Someone's going to have to buy the album and find out.
Oh, there we go.
I mean, I'll leave it up to artistic interpretation.
Right, then. Yeah. There's a great photo inside that may hint to the Desperate Doors. Hey, I tell you what. How about if we have you play for us? What are you going to play for us?
Sure. Well, I'm going to play a piece. As I said, there's lots of period pieces that I could play. I thought I'd chose something that actually shows off the lute a little bit more of the technique and the breadth of the sounds that you can get from this instrument. I'm going to play a piece that's by a living composer. This is by a guy named Carlo Domeniconi. The piece is called Kuyun Baba. He spent a number of years living in Turkey and was really influenced by the music from that period. I think that's entirely appropriate for this particular piece because that is the heritage of this instrument way back when. And especially nowadays, thinking about a European going to the Middle East and finding this, I think it's a great message for peace. Fascinating piece. It's originally written for guitar, for just 6-string guitars, but he used a really unusual tuning for the instrument. He had to retune the guitar to a really odd tuning for that particular instrument, but for the lute, it fits perfectly on here. So it really works great on this instrument.
Okay, here's Chris Wilkie on Around Cincinnati. Thank you. That was Chris Wilkie performing on the lute right here on Around Cincinnati. Chris, again, the composer of that composition?
The composer is named Carlo Domeniconi.
And that is a modern composition?
Right. That was written, I think, in 1985. And as I said, it's originally a guitar piece, and I made the arrangement for lute, and it works really well. That's actually an excerpt from that piece. The full piece is about 15, 20 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
So that's a very, very small version.
Yeah.
One of my aspirations is really to bring the lute to show that, it's a great instrument that's being played again. It went through a period where it was totally out of fashion. Nobody was playing the instrument. And definitely the guitar was the successor of that. And obviously the guitar is a great instrument, which I still play, and I'm passionate about that instrument as well. But this instrument, it was around. It did play music back in those days, but it's really capable of a lot more. And I'd love to say, if anybody's out there listening and they want to collaborate, somebody plays drums or bass or some other instrument or something, it'd be great. I'd love to get together and jam.
We've been in conversation with Chris Wilkie this evening, talking a bit about his latest recording, Desperate Doors, a recording for lute. More information about Chris can be found on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. Chris, it's been a ball talking with
you
tonight.
All right, it's been fun. Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening.